No, I said. Moses was born to lead the Israelites out of slavery. Moses had to be raised in Pharaoh's house so that he would learn how to be a prince and not have a slave's mentality. A leader who is in slavery internally cannot free those who are in slavery externally. The first 40 years of Moses' life were just as important as the 40 years he spent in the wilderness. When the Lord said this, it opened a door into Moses' experience for me. I began to imagine what it must have been like for him to be raised as a son of the king. He would have always known that he was significant. He would have been used to people paying attention to what he said and did. He would have been accustomed to being accepted and loved. I'm sure that everyone would laugh at his jokes even when they weren't funny. Because Moses knew he was significant, he had confidence. I saw that without that confidence, he probably would have never felt empowered to do anything to help his Hebrew brothers. In fact, if he'd been raised as a slave, it might never have occurred to him to do anything about the injustice he perceived. As a prince and a Hebrew, the contrast between his situation and theirs created a conflict in his soul that he had to do something about.